Certainly good to be with you. Good to hear preaching. You know, preaching is uplifting and comforting and calming and soothing. It is something that is from God. You know, preaching is not of man. It's from the Lord. Now, He calls men to preach, and He gives them the gift to preach, and He enables them to preach and blesses them to preach, but it's to His glory that men preach, and that the hearers are to give Him the glory. We all love to feel the presence of God, and that's very important in our life. But what should we do when we feel His presence? Give Him the glory.
Amen.
See, God glorifies Himself. God is full of glory. You know, glory is a hard word to describe. But God is glorious. God is full of glory. The highest that we can lift Him up, we can't lift Him up enough, because He is so incomprehensible. You know, the Apostle Paul said, "Who has known the mind of the Lord? Who's been His instructor? Who knows all the mind of God?" I sure don't. I don't even know my own mind. And you don't even know your own mind. The mind of man is a mystery. Now we do know what God has revealed concerning His mind. Job said He's in one mind. Now if He's in one mind, He's of a sound mind. Now a lot of people are not in a sound mind. But God is in one mind. Who can turn Him? Whatever His soul desireth, even that He doeth.
Right.
Whatever God desires to do, He does. No man can hinder Him. No man can thwart what God desires to do. That's the kind of God. That's the God we love and serve. Tonight, I got on my mind something that is very important and valuable in our lives. Something that God has given us. Something that we can utilize in our connection to the great I Am, to God Almighty. And that is prayer. How many times have you prayed today? Well, you may not have counted how many times, but many times. Because you know you need Him. When you get up in the morning, or you wake up in the morning, probably the first thing you do, I hope, is just give God thanks that I can wake up.
Amen.
And then I can get up.
Get up.
And I can get about. But if you can't do that, you can still thank God.
Amen.
That He is your Lord and Savior. But prayer is like incense on the altar of Almighty God that delights the heart of God to hear His people call upon Him and pray, petition Him, and give Him thanks. Because of who He is and what He means to us and what He does for us. You know, the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Philippi, to believers, to the Lord's children there, followers of Christ. And he said, "Be careful for nothing." In the 4th chapter and verse 6, he said, "Be careful for nothing." That means don't be anxious, or don't be worried, or don't be fearful. Be careful for nothing. But in everything, he says, in prayer, and that's what he's talking about, in prayer, he says to give thanks and petition God And God will hear, and God will answer. And there is a peace that God gives unto us. You know who gives peace? It is the Holy Spirit of the Lord. He is the giver of peace. Now this is a peace that is real. This is a peace that is genuine. And he says there, don't be worried or don't be anxious for nothing. Don't trouble yourself. Don't be burdened so that you can't move. Don't be paralyzed, really. He says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. He says, the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Now, that is beyond our understanding. Amen. We can't comprehend that peace that God gives when we pray, when we talk to Him, and pour out our hearts before Him. He knows what we need before we ask, but He delights for us to ask. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ, in the Sermon on the Mount, He tells His disciples, they come to Him and they say, teach us to pray. They're really praying, teach us to pray. And Jesus says, this is the model prayer. You say, our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That is, you're acknowledging God as your great God, our Father in heaven. He's our Father, and therefore we're kin to Him. That is, we are His children. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. So here is a model prayer that we all should petition God in this way. Our Father in heaven. He also tells us in praying, He says unto His children, He says, knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Ask, and it shall be given you. For he that asketh receiveth, to him that knocketh it shall be opened. And then he says, what father that hath a son, when his son comes to him and he ask bread, will he give him a stone? No, he won't give him a stone. What's he going to give him? If he asks bread, that's what the Lord will give. Not a stone. If he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? Will he give him something that is deadly or harmful? No, he won't give that. But our Father in heaven is good. He is righteous. He's holy. And he gives good things to them that ask him. And Jesus said, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit unto them that ask Him? Now the Holy Spirit is our comforter. He's our guide. He's our teacher. He's our leader. He upholds us. He strengthens us. He helps us. He is God. And therefore the Holy Spirit proceeds from God the Father and God the Son. There are many roles of the Holy Spirit in the Bible. There are many functions of the Holy Spirit. And we know that the Holy Spirit works and nobody can hinder Him from working. You know, the Holy Spirit is our life giver, isn't He? He is the only one that gives spiritual life. In His sovereign role as the life giver, He doesn't ask who He can give life to. He gives life to who He wants to give life to, when He wants to give the life. And He doesn't ask people if you want it. He just gives it. Amen. Somebody says, well, what if a person doesn't want it? Don't worry about it. He gives it anyway.
That's right.
If He didn't give us life, we would not have a desire to call upon Him and pray.
Amen.
Therefore, he is the life giver. But not only is he the life giver, he is the teacher, he is the guide, he is the helper.
Amen.
He helps us.
Amen.
Be careful for nothing. Don't be worried. How many times in the Bible, in the Old Testament and the New, does the Lord say, fear not? How many times? Now, there is a healthy fear, certainly. But a fear that paralyzes you. A fear that just stopped you. Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will hold thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. He says, fear not, for I am with thee. We don't always feel the presence of God, but we know that God has promised that He will hear us and that He will answer according to His will. When we pray, we're leaning upon the wisdom of God. We're leaning upon the will of God to do for us what only He is able to do in giving us what we need. Who supplies all of our need according to His riches in glory? It is Almighty God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
It is through Jesus and Him alone that all that we plead for, all that we ask for, is delivered unto us through and by the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It is through Jesus when we pray that we feel a peace within our heart. Just praying, there is a peace within our heart. Now, He doesn't answer always immediately, does He? Sometimes it's a wait. You just have to wait. Be patient. Sometimes He does answer immediately. Sometimes He answers right now. Have you ever prayed and God did really answer now? I mean, immediately. And then you may have prayed and it was on down the road that He answered. Now, sometimes we might pray a prayer and it's not exactly like we framed it that God answers it.
Exactly.
Have you ever done that?
Sure.
But Jesus, in the 18th chapter of Luke, He says in a parable to this end that men ought always to pray and not faint. What is He saying? Always to pray. Don't leave praying off. The Apostle Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, he says, pray without ceasing. Now, what does that mean? That means don't leave off praying. Does that mean that we go around audibly praying all the time? No, we don't do that. But we should have the attitude of prayer. We should be instant in prayer. I'll tell you what, you can go down the road praying, driving your car. Now, don't close your eyes, but you can go down the road praying, Lord, keep me safe. Lord, deliver me to my destiny. Help me to be saved. Lay thy hand upon me. We should be instant in prayer because prayer is very important. It's very valuable. It's our connection. It's our link to God. It's my lifeline, really.
Amen.
You can't live, really, without praying. I'm talking about spiritually. I'm talking about in your function as a child of God, in your actions as a child of God. You really can't maneuver. You can't function like you should without praying. Men ought always to pray and not faint. What's the opposite? Well, you're going to faint. We're going to faint if we don't pray.
Right.
And then He gives this parable. There was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward, he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, Yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Now here is the parable. Here is a poor widow, and she comes before this unjust judge that fears not God, neither regards man. But she comes before him persistently, importunately. She comes before him over and over again. And here's the old ungodly judge. We got a bunch of them. Here's the old ungodly judge. All pompous and self-righteous and fears not God, doesn't love God, hates people, and he's unjust. And yet this poor widow, by her much coming unto him and being persistent and importunate, well, the judge, for a while, he doesn't grant her petition. But she continues. She keeps on and on. You know, on and on. She keeps on. And he says, well, this widow's troubling me. She's wearing me. And so, finally, he grants her petition. He finally grants it. Now, the Lord says, Jesus says, hear what the unjust judge saith. Now, he gave in to her because she was troubling him. She was wearing him. She was wearing the stuffings out of him. I mean, but the Lord's not that way. Our Father in heaven is not that way. You're not going to weary him. You can come to him as much as you want to. You can come to him anytime. You can come to him with any problem, with any trouble, with any trial, with any burden. And he delights for you to come to him, and he delights to answer. He delights his people. He loves their prayers. He loves our cries. He loves our petitions. It touches the heart of God. And therefore he answers us when he will. And we're depending upon him. We're relying upon him. One that is faithful. One that is able. One is strong. One that is powerful. One that is great. And he delights. He's a very personal God. He is not a God that is afar off. He is a God that is everywhere. And therefore he answers according to his will. That's what we should pray. Not my will, but thine be done. But he does answer. And I'm telling you, you don't have to beat the door of heaven down for God to hear your prayers. Now, we should be importunate. We should be constant in our prayer. We should come before God. But you're not going to weary him. Whether it's a big problem, whether it's a big trial, or it's a little thing, you're not going to weary God. We should pray about everything. You know, what is it that we shouldn't pray about? And give thanks to God for all his blessings upon us. He hears and he answers our prayers. David says in Psalm 61, hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. David says, hear my cry, O God. Hear my cry. Hear my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. Now, what's he saying from the end of the earth? He's saying, I've come to the end of myself. I don't have any strength, God. I'm worn out. I can't go. But I need you. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. And when my heart is overwhelmed. You ever been overwhelmed in this life? Overwhelmed by the cares and the toils and the problems and the difficulties that come our way in this old world? I'm sure you have. I know how I have been. But you come to God and your heart is overwhelmed and you say, lead me to the rock.
Yeah.
Who's the rock? Who's the rock? The Son of God, the Lord Jesus is the rock.
Amen.
He is the solid one that we can always depend upon and lean upon. He is our great intercessor. I'm glad that He knows what we need before we ask. But you know, sometime in our life, there are problems and there are troubles that we may be so burdened down that we only have a one-ton truck. But our burden needs a two-ton truck. Now what is it that we need? We need someone to take hold of us and help us. The Apostle Paul in the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. I like the 8th chapter, you know. If you don't like the 8th chapter, you're sick. Anyway, the Apostle Paul in the 8th chapter of the book of Romans in verse 26, he says, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. He that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. Because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Here we find that the Spirit likewise helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. There's times in my own life, I don't know what to pray. I don't know what to pray for as I ought. Now I'm trying to pray. But sometime I can just say, Lord, help me. That's enough, isn't it? Lord, help me. Now, He knows what we need. He knows how to help us and when to help us. He knows when to deliver us. But we don't know how to pray as we ought. There's been times in my own life I don't know how to pray. The burden's too heavy. My heart is sunk down. I've got a load. I don't have the words. But God knows. He knows our hearts. The Holy Spirit takes our prayer. Even though we don't know what to pray for as we ought, the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Something that cannot be uttered. Yet our heart is burdened so. That we take it to God. Take it to God in prayer, in petition. And God hears and He gives what we need according to His riches and glory. He supplies it through Christ Jesus our Lord. We have a great high priest in heaven. He says, come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy. And find grace in the time of need. We have a great high priest in heaven. Jesus who went through this old life in the flesh. Who was a praying man. And he is our example of prayer, isn't he? I mean, he prays unto his Father in heaven. And yet he's the Son of God. He created all the worlds. He created the universe. And yet as a man, as a servant, he prays unto his Father. One night he prayed all night long on a mountain, and his disciples were down here struggling when a storm was coming upon them, and the disciples were rowing, trying to get through this storm. And Jesus is up there. He's praying for them. He sees them. He knows that they're struggling. He knows they're fearful. He knows that they're afraid. They're going to be overtaken in the waves. Now, those disciples have been through a storm before. They've been on a ship. Many of them were fishermen. But they couldn't handle this storm. There's a lot of storms we can't handle in our life. There's a lot of things we can't handle, but the Lord can. He can handle anything. If He can handle death, He can handle anything. If He can conquer death, in which He did, if He can take the grim reaper and destroy him, He can take our problems, our difficulties, and He can heal our hearts. He is a God that answers. He's a God that answers. We could be here all night talking about this. I mean, you know, God answers instantly sometimes. Sometimes we have to wait. But we can wait on Him because He knows how to do it. You remember when Abraham sends his servant Eliezer out to get her wife for Isaac? He's a faithful servant. He's a steward of Abraham. He's faithful. But Isaac doesn't have a wife. And he sends him out to Mesopotamia. Long journey. And when the servant arrives at the kindred of Abraham, you know, I don't want any Canaanites. No. Don't want to take a wife from them. I want my kindred. And so he travels to the far distant land, to Mesopotamia. When he arrives, he comes up, and the women are coming out to draw water in the evening, the time that they draw water. Here's all these women coming out. These maidens coming out to draw water, and Abraham's servant, he prays. And this is the prayer that he prays. Let it be that the one that comes out and I ask for a drink of water, that she gives me a drink, and she says, I'll give you a camel's drink also. And lo and behold, before he got those words out of his mouth, who was coming out? Rebecca. Before he got the actual all the prayer out, she's there, right in front of him. He answers the prayer before he even gets through. So sometime he can answer right now. Sometime we have to wait. But I'll tell you, it's worth waiting. Because He always gives us at the right time what we need when we need it. You see, we don't know what we pray for a lot of things, and we should. I mean, is it wrong to pray for certain things? No. It's not wrong. But God knows what we need, when we need it, and how to deliver it to us. Doesn't He? We're depending on Him. We're talking to the one that holds this world in the palm of His hand, who holds all things intact, who named all the stars. Can you imagine? That blows my mind when I think about the God who named all the stars in the galaxies, and there's an innumerable company of stars as the sands of the sea. Can you imagine that? There's billions and billions and billions of stars, and He named them all. Don't you think He can take a little prayer and answer it according to His good will? Because you are very valuable to Him. You are His handiwork. You are the work of His majesty. You are His child. And therefore, when you cry, He will answer. He will answer. He always does. Now, when you pray, when we pray, Lord, help me. He does. He does. God always answers according to His will.
Correct.
Not always like we want.
Right.
You understand that? Now, there's people that use prayer for an excuse. Don't get nervous. There's people, God's children, that use prayer for an excuse. I've had people tell me, come to church all the time, know they love the Lord, know they believe the truth, but they don't join. And you ask them, maybe, what's the holdup? Well, let me pray about that. Look, if you love the Lord, and you love the truth, and you love the gospel, and you love the church, He's already given you what you need, and you need to get up and go. And you need to pray, God, just help me to do what I should do. Don't put it off. Do what God would have you to do.
Amen.
He always will give you what you need in the time that you need it. May God bless you these things.
How firm a foundation, whatever that number is. Amen.